Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Oh, good morning of all mornings, Jody Hamilton.
Charlie,
Hey, you know what? I got a real rush this morning learning that Carol Burnett wanted to be a journalist. She was almost one of us.
Right?
One of us. One of us.
She was almost...
One of us.
She was almost an ink-stained wrench like
really?
You.
Really? Wouldn't have been a hoot sitting around like at a national convention, Stephanie, and have Carol Burnett sitting there cracking wise. That would have been great.
She could have pushed
But then again, the whole theater thing worked out for her.
So she did okay.
She seemed okay. Yeah, she could have pushed me into David Korn when she wanted to get rid of
there
me
you
at
go.
A convention. Charlie Pierce has pushed me into more famous people.
Right.
God. All right. Charlie, I love your... thank you, by the way. I'm so... sick of the hot takes on Virginia or whatever, but Molly Jongfast tweeted, it's hard to get 88% of Americans to agree on anything. Lowering prescription Medicare prescription drug prices, 88% support. Medicare coverage for dental, eye, and hearing, 84%. Paid family and medical leave, 73% support. Universal pre-K for children, 67% support. And you just said, God, woke Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. Woke, liberal, whatever.
And by the
people
way,
like it.
100% of me supports all those things.
Thank you.
I'm saying.
Thank you. But call that whatever you want it. Mm-hmm. Want, right? Woke or too liberal or,
right.
You know.
Whatever it was, those popular programs didn't sink Terry McAuliffe.
Right.
And I'm sorry, Terry McAuliffe is too woke. I'm like, please. I just like pick a label and figure out what it is. Because, yes. Okay. By the way, we played Obama. You just said Obama is pitching BBB and Glasgow, throwing shade at Manchin and Sinema and serious elbows at the Republicans. I love campaign Obama, don't you?
Yeah, but you know what? That speech went off the rails for me.
Uh-oh. Why?
Because halfway through it, he turned it into one of his, Boston Convention 2008 campaign. We must all be together and work through the system. Kind of addresses, and you know, there are people there whose countries are going away.
Yeah.
I mean, the foreign minister from Tuvalu in the South Pacific did his, you know, he zoomed in standing in 4 feet of water.
Yeah.
You know, these guys don't have time to work through solutions and listen carefully to the people who don't agree with them and deny the, deny the science of it, and they don't have time to worry about, you know, people in Indiana who might, you know, lose their jobs because we don't use enough coal anymore. Their countries are going away, and they're going away now. Environmental activists in Central and South America who are trying to deal with the climate are being murdered now.
Yeah,
I mean this isn't a problem that lends itself to let's all get together and work out solutions.
Yeah.
I appreciate it very much. And he's got more humanity, I think, than any politician I've ever seen. But that speech just rubbed me the wrong way. I mean, the first, the fierce urgency of now is now.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I
think he made that point, though. I mean, I think he did say we're not doing enough on either side, you know, in any...
Yeah, I mean, he did genuflect in that direction.
Let's listen, react to this. He did say this.
Now for the bad news. We are nowhere near where we need to be yet. For starters, despite the progress that Paris represented, most countries have failed to meet the action plans that they set 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So he did say that. One more, and then get your reaction.
I welcome any faction within the Republican Party in the United States that takes climate change seriously. And that may be a rare breed right now, but keep in mind, such Republican elected officials used to be commonplace, used to exist. President George H.W. Bush, a Republican, was
He's
one of the
dead.
First U.S. presidents to officially recognize the threat of climate
He's
change.
Deceased.
Was a signatory to the Rio Accord.
He's a stiff, bereft of life.
You are heckling the president like Joe Wilson, sir.
Wow.
If he hadn't nailed him to the perch, he'd be pushing up the daisies.
But, you know, I mean, you wrote a piece about Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz picked a fight with a big bird and lost. The United States senator from Texas has a second gig as a Twitter troll, and he is miserably bad at it. They're for anything
really
they used to be for. Whether
he
it's
is a terrible Twitter troll.
He is.
Oh,
yeah.
He's horrible at
he's
it.
He's awful.
He's not funny. He thinks he's funny. He's not. He's the Twitter equivalent of laughing at your own joke.
Yes. Yes. You said he couldn't find funny with a flashlight, two guard dogs, and the ghost of George Carlin.
Who would kick him in the ass, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, but you were reacting to him saying this, I believe.
Texas is right now an amazing force keeping America from going off the cliff.
Oh, my God.
Keeping America grounded on the values that built this country, on the values of freedom. I think we have a responsibility. Now, listen, if the Democrats end the filibuster, if they fundamentally destroy the country, if they pack the Supreme Court, if they make D.C. a state, if they federalize elections and massively expand voter fraud, there may come a point where it's hopeless. We're not there yet. And if there comes a point where it's hopeless, then I think we take NASA, we take the military, we take the oil.
What?
What? Charlie, as you point out, you don't get NASA, pal, or the military. They're both big government programs.
Right.
They belong to us.
Right.
But nice try.
You don't get Austin either, by the way.
Yeah.
The city of Austin becomes an open city.
Is he aware that NASA has other installations besides the ones in Texas? I grew up near one in Hampton, Virginia, like right across the river.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, he had one final thought about,
What about Joe Rogan? Are you going to take him?
Joe Rogan? He might be the president of Texas.
Wouldn't that be great?
So
Aaron Rodgers' personal doctor. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. That's right. Epidemiologist Joe Rogan.
Uh-huh.
Howard Stern said, good, next time he breaks a leg on the field, bring Joe Rogan in to fix it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Howard is the king of all media.
Yeah. No, he went off Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, this is the first Texas senator to talk openly about secession since 1860.
Yes.
And guess what? It didn't work out real well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of Texas people died.
Yeah, exactly.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Well, by the way, I loved your piece. The New York Times editorial page should stop publishing nonsense. You said first we had Maureen Dowd's column that appeared on the morning after a rather historic infrastructure pass. Congress, her writing about the people that were sick of Trump's chaos and ineptitude are now sick of Biden's chaos and ineptitude. You just said, just think, the bill that emerged from all that chaos and ineptitude included $65 billion to upgrade internet access and affordability. So soon, thanks to all that chaos and ineptitude, millions more Americans can read Maureen Dowd and fall out laughing. Thank you. I mean, what? Are they not allowed to, what? She just passed her deadline so she can't include?
I swear to God, she wrote that column on Thursday. Right. I would bet all the money in your pockets that you bet that she wrote that column on Thursday to get away for the weekend.
Right.
I know how these people think.
Yeah.
And you said that.
And I know a lot of people in sports column writing that do that.
Yeah.
And you always get caught with that.
Yeah.
Because something happens.
But you said it came after David Brooks unburdened himself on how the left has lost touch with salt of the earth Americans he so champions when it doesn't cost him anything in honoraria or book deals. I mean, you said it's, the 2 points, the outcome of Virginia's governor's race turned out in relation to the incumbent president exactly the same way recent history suggested it would turn out. A lot of people who don't know what the term means have been throwing it around, critical race theory. And you said the chorus opened up when museum piece James Carville raved about it, and he said, "What went wrong is stupid wokeness. These people need to go to a woke detox center or something." Mm. What does that mean in relation to Terry McAuliffe? Terry McAuliffe's too woke?
I don't know if James Carville has forgotten, but Terry McAuliffe was the Clintonite.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he was probably the last Clintonite to run for anything.
Right, right. But, I mean, you're right. People, they don't know what it means. They're throwing around wokeness.
They're throwing around woke as a pejorative.
Right,
right.
Which is exactly what the Republicans want them to do.
Right. I mean, you see, Dana Bash said it to Mark Warner. Are Democrats too woke, Senator? And you said they're tossing this around because conservatives decided to weaponize it and because people in my business function as minor birds for the rest of the flock. You said, as nearly as I can tell, woke began as a shorthand for the process of directly confronting the uncomfortable parts of the country's history, particularly those involving race and genocide, and also confronting the legacies of those parts of our history that bedevil us today. And that's pretty much it. If those two goals are damaging politically, then that's proof enough we're not close to achieving them. Thank you. Like, I thought woke meant being, I don't know, empathetic.
No. You are full of thanks for me today. This is like Thanksgiving on the Stephanie Miller.
No, it's just great stuff, because you're right. I think people just, one word gets tossed around, and then it just keeps being used, and people don't really know.
Within a month, I think within a couple of weeks, it's going to be a nationally accepted pejorative.
It already is a pejorative. Yeah. It's been a pejorative for quite a while now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when we talked about just all of the, you gave the percentage 70s, 80 something percent, but you know, are those things too woke? I don't know. Is, you know, child tax care credit too woke?
Yeah.
Is, you know, negotiating prescription drug prices woke?
Broadband access too woke?
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah. By the way, it's not liberals who are banning textbooks right now.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Or running against Pulitzer Prize winning novels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was a chilling piece, Charlie. I don't know if you saw it in the LA Times, A War on Books, Conservatives Push for Audits of School Libraries. I mean, this is not a one-time thing, the Toni Morrison book in Virginia. I mean, that is chilling.
Even, it's not even a one-time thing historically. Google Mel Gabler from the 1970s and 80s, the guy from Texas who went to war on the textbook industry.
Yeah. I mean...
No, I was too busy reading the chilling piece on Reuters today about... The people who make death threats against election officials, at least five of whom Reuters managed to talk on the record and are very proud of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want to really get scared about that country? Dig that one about this country. Dig that one out, because
how about
these people don't care if you know.
Mm-hmm. Marjorie Taylor Greene giving out the numbers of the 13 Republicans who voted for infrastructure, and they're getting death threats.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean. You know, Paul Gosar is openly, you know, threatening to kill AOC. And as far as I can tell,
I don't understand why he hasn't, a motion to censure him hasn't been on the floor of the House for a day and a half now.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. You can't allow. Plus, he also threatened the president in that video.
Yes.
By the way.
Yeah.
As soon as that tweet appeared, he should have been censured.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have no idea why House leadership isn't doing exactly that.
I mean, Kevin McCarthy's not going to do anything. We all know that.
Right.
I mean, it's time for Nancy, you know, censure the guy and then run a hearing into whether he should be expelled.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That is light years beyond the pale.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Well, yeah. And just to go to this piece in the LA Times, just because it is so chilling. Mary Ellen, somebody, please and thank you. concerned about students being indoctrinated about sex and critical race theory, successfully petitioned her suburban Houston school district to remove two books from their libraries, Lawn Boy and Losing the Girl. I think they both had gay stuff in them.
Oh!
Right. She said she was encouraged by Republican Texas lawmakers' focus on critical race theory. which is not taught in any U.S. public school. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. That she considers Marxist ideology and anti-American. She has a list. She has a list of more than a dozen more books she wants removed from schools. She said, I don't want to ban books. I don't want to be a book burner. My goodness, no.
Oh, gosh.
And then there's a whole story.
I just want these books out of the library.
Right. Yes, there's a whole story about how they're banning X, Y, and Z books all over the country. I mean, and then I assume going out to lunch at Hitler Burger. Okay, I know you need
I go down to the Hitler Burger. The Hitler Burger. The Hitler Burger. I go down to the Hitler Burger. I get myself my lunch. The Hitler Burger. The Hitler Burger. I go now
to the Hitler Burger to get myself my lunch. Mine lunch.
That's the best part.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Charlie. Good luck to you. Hey, good luck to America.
Hey, yeah, I mean, we're stumbling right along here. I'm still rosily optimistic, but I think a lot of my fellow citizens are incredibly dangerous.
Yeah. It's dangerous and crazy.
That's the way we go.
Well, you know,
Paul, like Barack Obama, I really do. I just thought he went off the rails.
Yeah. I mean, Paul Krugman, we just were referencing a piece he did. It's the cowards more than the crazies, you know.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
The cowards that are enabling the crazies in mm-hmm. their party.
I thought Professor Krugman had his feet right down to the bone on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely the case.
Yeah.
The idea that, you know, Kevin McCarthy can't take action against Paul Gosar for threatening another member of Congress and the president because he's afraid of, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
he's
the coward. The cowards are afraid of the crazies, and that's where
that's
we are.
That's exactly because he is a brilliant and Nobel Prize winning professor, and I'm not, incredibly.
No, you are.
I certainly take the professor at his word. That was a good column.
It was great. You listen. We always know one thing here on the Stephanie Miller Show, and that is Jody and Charlie sitting in a tree.
KISSING.
Right. Oh my!
First
heart.
Comes love. All right.
Then comes marriage.
All right.
Then comes who in a baby what? Carriage?
Then comes my
not
lunch.
Not me. Oh. Not from me.
Love you, Charlie.
See you later.
See you, Charlie.